The chatter surrounding genetically modified organisms has been growing for quite some time now. And in response, a bill was introduced in the House last week that would prohibit state governments from enacting laws requiring labeling the foods containing genetically modified ingredients. The legislation is titled the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act. The Coalition for Safe and Affordable Food has been pushing for this type of legislation that they believe will help ensure the U.S. can produce food that feeds the world. One of the co-sponsors of the bill, Representative Mike Pompeo of Kansas, says that crossbreeding of crops has been occurring for a long time, and adds that he considers genetic modification a more sophisticated way of crossbreeding. The bill is getting wide support from ag organizations from across the country and commodities, with the American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman saying that this measure will make it clear that FDA should be the nation's foremost authority on the use and labeling of foods with GM ingredients. American Soybean Association President Ray Gaser says the legislation is a common-sense, science-based approach to an issue close to the hearts and minds of many consumers. This legislation is vital to giving America's farmers certainty about what the rules of the game will be when it comes to labeling foods containing GMOs. That according to National Council of Farmer Cooperatives President and CEO Chuck Connor, who adds that a 50-state patchwork of different labeling laws and regulations wouldn't only burden farmers and food producers, but would also cause significant confusion among consumers at grocery stores across the nation. The legislation would require companies to submit new GM products to FDA, which would examine the products and put on a label if there is evidence of adulteration, food safety, or mislabeling. Julie Mack Peek with Southeast AgNet.